And just in terms of what you mentioned about your medication interfering with bitachon, so obviously that's a more practical question, and I would not be able to get involved in that, just not being on the ground and knowing the ins and outs of your situation. But that's just as a something more generally. Obviously, that is something that and needs to, you know, you just need to deal with it carefully in terms of whichever guidance you're working with, be it the doctor or. If you have someone on the ground there, more of a spiritual guide, rabbi, etc., who knows more about this. But there's no question that that can absolutely, a lot of these antidepressants, etc., definitely can impact one's emotional state in many different ways. Anyway, this is a whole other discussion, which I don't, you know, there's a lot said about and I can't deal with extensively, but I will just say to be brief, there's no question there's two sides of the coin. Sometimes it can be beneficial to take these medications, and sometimes it can be very, very, very detrimental to take these medications, just from personal experience and seeing a bit how these things work, dealing with, you know, speaking to people, etc. So it would be worthwhile to deal with someone on the ground just to see exactly the ins and outs of what it's what you know what you truly require. Very often, not always, but very often, the doctor is just very quick to jump to saying, yes, you must absolutely take this antidepressant, and that's just, you know, the approach. Now we'll just add again, there's obviously a place for that. We know medication has certainly a place, but at the same time, it's definitely very, very much abused in our generation in two ways. Firstly, in the medical field, very often it's just like just give the medicine type of thing. Don't pay too much attention to the side effects, etc. And it's just kind of, you know, where there are many side effects, and many, 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 many people which are taking antidepressants should not be taking antidepressants. There obviously is a space for that, and there are people that should be taking it, but many, many people. On sh that they shouldn't be doing taking those antidepressants. They should be dealing with their emotional things. They should be trying to deal with it with their money perspective, etc. And unfortunately, just, you know, when someone's struggling, they just go to the doctor, and that's what's given. And the person's in a vulnerable position. That's what's happened. That's what happens. Person ends up just in that space that they're taking that medication. Again, I'm not saying this as a general rule. There are certain people that need to take medication, and obviously there needs to be dealt with the people on the ground, a qualified doctor, qualified person that you're dealing with. At the same time, they are the whole system is very, very much abused in general, A, and B, the whole system of how medication works as a hishtadlus is very, very much abused. When we realize that, as the Mesillas Sharim teaches, our hishtadlus, our efforts do not contribute whatsoever to the final results, which means if a person is ill or needs help in whatever way, mentally, emotionally, in whatever way, the medication does not help you. The only one that helps you is Hashem. And a person needs to have that loud and clear. Yes, now there is an obligation to do the mitzvah of hishtadlus, which means go to the doctor and take the required medicine, etc. But one needs to have it 100% clear. It is not the medicine whatsoever that is helping me. It is 100% Hashem exclusively. And there's a very fine difference, not always easy to discern, between different people who have these approaches. You can have two people taking medication. The one literally doesn't think about Hashem in the day, and that doesn't sound like you whatsoever. The other one is literally thinking to Hashem, reaching out to Hashem, davening to Hashem, asking Hashem for guidance. Hashem, is this, should I be taking the medication? This is always the answer to all questions. Again, if you're unsure, obviously also to deal with people, to do a status, but also at the beginning, just to ask Hashem, should I be taking this medication? Is it good for me? These are the pros, these are the cons, etc. You know, and dealing with Hashem as the primary, you know, hishtadlus. As the Chazon Ish says, half of hishtadlus and the main hishtadlus should go towards the davening to Hashem, because so much of the actual hishtadlus we do, we don't even know, is this right? Is it wrong? This doctor says A, this doctor says B, this one says I shouldn't even take the medicine, etc. So the primary hishtadlus should be davening to Hashem and realizing the medicine doesn't help me whatsoever, etc., and dealing with it in that way. And then thereafter, if I conclude, yes, I should be taking the medicine, then yes, you take the medicine, but you realize it's got nothing to do with making you better. It's just a mitzvah that you're doing, just like you, be it light Shabbos candles, shake a lulav, or any other mitzvah that we do. You do the mitzvah of hishtadlus, but it's got nothing to do whatsoever with helping us improve. Bezrat Hashem, all of us, we should have the real emunah and bitachon, which is the ultimate true reward in this world and the next world, but also to have all the health physically, mentally, emotionally, in all the ways that we need in a sweet, beautiful way.